We need to find a way to positively impact one another. The definition for impact is the action of one being commonly forcibly into contact with another. So having a strong effect. What type of influence do you have on the people around you? Are you trying to positively impact others? We could use this time during the COVID-19. Why wouldn't we want to do good? We could use this time for better good. So let's take out the time to influence others in a positive way, to lift others up in a positive way. Today's quote is coming from Marcus Aurelius. You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this and you will find strength. So remember, y'all, we have control over how we think. I was watching Good Morning America yesterday after I left the radio station. I started where, you know, I watch the news more, even though that's all they talk about is the COVID-19. I watch the news more. And they were giving tips on different things. And she was mentioning, if you have a negative thought, I can't remember the young lady's name, but if you have a negative thought that arises, you just tell it, that's not mine. Like, okay. You know, you acknowledge the thought, but then you let it pass through instead of just churning on the thought of, oh my goodness, why did I think that? Because I've done that before. I've been in that place where I had a thought and I just pondered on it a little too much and it was not even for my good. Who wants to ponder on a thought that is not even good for them? So if a negative thought comes to you, just say, that's not mine. Simple as that. You don't have to take ownership of that thought. You don't have to say that is totally mine. You don't have to make it yours. When we start internalizing things and overthinking, we make it a part of us, you know, and we just have to let it go. Easier said than done, but it can be done. It takes practice, y'all. So let's start today with finding strength and our own power, because we have power. We have power over our minds. That is one of the most powerful things. That is the most powerful thing on your body. So let's find strength. Let's think positive and kick out those negative thoughts. Today's scripture is coming from Psalms chapter 34, verse 17 through 18. The righteous cry out and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Know that God hears every single one of our prayers. Every day, all day, by the minute, by the second, the millisecond. I mean, he hears us. He hears you. He hears me. He hears us all. So don't think that your prayer is not being answered or your prayer is not being heard. Just because it may not be answered when you would like it to be, that doesn't mean that it's being denied. It's just delayed. What I want to go back on about being grateful, I was listening to Steve Harvey and he was mentioning that when you're not grateful, a lot of things are taken away from you to show you you had a good thing. In this, I would like to share that Steve Harvey was mentioning how there was once upon a time when he started, you know, becoming really busy. And I'm relating this to our lives now because it kind of hit an aha moment for me. But he mentioned that when he started, you know, becoming really busy. So he was doing Family Feud. He was doing the Steve Show. He was doing, you know, so many things all at once. He said he started to complain about his busyness. He started to complain about his busyness. And then before you knew it, he wasn't doing some of the things that he was doing. and for the ones that follow him and support him, y'all know that the Steve Show is no longer on air. He's still doing great things, but he's just showing us that, okay, you complain about how busy you are and you complain, then some of that stuff can be taken away. And it's so true. Y'all, I think back on how much I was like, oh my goodness, I have 5 classes. I work 2 jobs and an internship. This is a lot. And I'm sure there were other people that were doing more than me. But, you know, a lot of times we think, oh, our situation is just, we're just doing so much. We feel that it's a lot for us, but others may look and see like, oh, that's nothing. Or they may feel like, oh, you're doing a lot too. But it's the fact that even though I was grateful, I guess I was overshadowing it with, oh, I'm so tired. I'm this, I'm that. Well, it was an aha moment for me when he mentioned this, because I feel like even though I was grateful for what I had, I complained so much. I wasn't paying attention that I was complaining, which is something that Joyce Myers talked about. Quit the complaining this morning for the devotion. And I just heard this, you know, Steve Harvey just shared this. So it was like, okay, that's something that needs to be shared. When we complain, y'all, we knock all of our blessings down a ladder. We knock our blessings out of the park, because to whom much is given, much is required. So if we ask for a lot, why complain about what we have been given? It looks as if, oh, well, maybe she can't handle it. Maybe I need to give her another task. Maybe she's not ready for this just yet. Maybe he's not ready for this just yet. You know, those things are taken away. So then it comes to, you know, for all of us that are in this moment with the COVID-19, a lot of us don't have jobs. So now we have to find something to do. No one wants to just sit around all day. So now you have to find something to do. And it makes you think, it makes me think, I know for sure, of the things that God has blessed me with. For the people that are complaining about working now, I'm like, man, I wish I was working. It's the reason why I'm not, which, Lord, I accept that. But be appreciative for being able to work right now. You know how many people are waiting for an unemployment check? Why would you not want to work? Believe that God has you working for a reason and dig into the positive for you. If you are not working, dig into the positive for you of why you're not working. If you are working, dig into the positive of that, because I hear everyone complaining from both sides. And it's like, how can you complain when you have a job, when the ones that don't have a job are like, I wish I was working. But when we were working, we were complaining about working. How? You know, it really just made me think like, okay, when I do start back like working, I am not, if I even dare complain, Lord, you know, I just feel like this is a time right now where we should be counting our blessings. If you have a shelter, if you have a home, you have shelter. You are sheltered from the outside. It's other people that are walking around who don't know where they're going to get their next meal and definitely don't know where they're going to shelter themselves away from the coronavirus. The ones that have the money to buy toilet tissue and Lysol are running up the shelves. You know, let's say for others, let's just be mindful in this moment of what this time is bringing us. It is a blessing in disguise. It will be a blessing if we choose to let it be a blessing, or it can be a curse if we choose to let it be a curse. It's totally up to us how we determine how we're going to look at this situation. I have learned that when you turn your thoughts around, your outcome changes. You can pray all you want, but if you continuously live in doubt, then that just knocks out the prayer. It completely knocks out the prayer. And I do want to add that the second Harvest Food Bank is actually giving away food from 9 to 12 on tomorrow at the Wright Stadium. I'm going to make sure I have that stadium correct, and I will come back to that after this song, this next song here, which is Can't Hide My Love by Earth, Wind, and Fire. I'll be right back with that detailed information on where they're giving food tomorrow for the Second Harvest Food Bank. I'll be right back after Can't Hide Love, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, For those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far, you think we've gotten too radical with our message. Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory! Woo! You better put them hands together and act like you know up in here. GP! Church up in here. Come on, chat.
Let's stomp the devil out, y'all, and let's continue to keep our faith. Now, before I go, back to the second food harvest. The second food harvest, Second Harvest of Coastal Georgia, is having a drive-through emergency food distribution for Savannah's Southside residents. Wednesday, April the 8th, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., while supplies last. They want you to come with your trunks cleaned out, where they can place the food items in the trunk and you can keep it moving. Still practicing that social distancing, but feeding America and helping the community at the same time. It's a first come, first served basis. Definitely wants you to stay in the car. It is at Memorial Stadium. I think I said Wright Stadium earlier. I just wanted to get that correct. It is Memorial Stadium on 101 John J. Scott Drive. That's 101 John J. Scott Drive. That's right on Skidaway. As soon as you cross over Eisenhower, or if you're coming from the south side, you're crossing over Montgomery Crossroad. That is that stadium that you can see off of the highway in between Montgomery Crossroad and Eisenhower. So Second Harvest of Coastal Georgia, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. tomorrow, giving boxes of food, one box per car. So tell your family members, tell your friends, it's first come, first serve. I love y'all. It is Stress Awareness Month, so today I want you to talk to your family members and loved ones about what is on your mind to release that stress. So let's take out this time to release and not take in more stress, but release. I love y'all. I'm Jessica Williams. Thank you so much for tuning into my show, Zeal Real, where we help ourselves to form more positive thoughts, to eliminate negative thinking, mixing some jazz, gospel, and R&B in between. Until tomorrow, have a wonderful, blessed day. Peace.